This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, we made it to a Thursday. I had my doubts yesterday, but we made it hour two, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Spent some time in the first hour talking about yesterday. I'm often told stick to sports, but I think this is a moment that sticking to sports doesn't feel like a relevant statement for anybody today. We're trying to do our best with this. There is sports to talk about, games, big games coming up this weekend. I had a report on the national title game that the Big Ten is advocating for the national title game to be moved back a week due to the COVID outbreak. You know, once again, there's no transparency with Alabama and Ohio State. There hasn't been this season with the number of COVID tests. But what I found out yesterday is Ohio State is reaching a critical point as far as the number of players who will be available for that national title game, in particular, their defensive line. This is due to COVID. This isn't, hey, we need another week because Justin Fields is banged up. Now, could he use another week, I'm sure, to get healthier against Alabama? Absolutely. But that's what I was told yesterday. And I was told right after the show, and then all of a sudden we saw what happened in our nation's capital. You know, we all had a visceral reaction to that. And you're trying to process that and say, what world are we living in? What world is that? And I said in the first hour, and I'll continue to say this, but if you've been listening or watching this show, then you understand that if it's sports related, then that's the approach that we have. I don't go out of my way to talk about it. Don't want to go out of my way to talk about it because I do want this to be a distraction. If that's what you, just during the pandemic, knowing that we had to be here no matter what we were going to be talking about, but we had 3 hours that we felt was a luxury to be able to talk to you, with you, and just get you through the day. And that's our goal again today. Just get you through the day. We move on. Hopefully we're better because of that, somehow, some way down the road. But what I saw yesterday, you know, I don't know that world. I don't want to know that world. And if I said, hey, here's the video, where do you think that was shot? And you'd go, oh, I don't know what country. Hopefully somewhere far away. And then you realize it's not. Disturbing. It was sad. It really was. And it doesn't, I'm not saying it represents an entire group, but there, that group that was there, I don't know who they represent, but I don't want them representing me and what I believe in. And I don't know where the police were because it felt like there was access there. And that's what really was alarming. And 4 people lost their lives. And then I didn't know what was going to happen if, you know, sporting events are going to be impacted by this. You got a football game in Washington this weekend. You had basketball games last night. George Mason had a game that was postponed there. And that was the approach that I was trying to take, because you're watching this and I'm trying to collect my thoughts to say, how does this impact sports? How does this impact the show today? And I'm still not quite sure, because nothing sports related has been truly impacted by this, that you did have signs of unity with players last night in the NBA, locking arms or taking a knee, but there hasn't been any other sports leagues impacted by this, at least not so far. And hopefully we don't have that. I just worry in 2 weeks we have an inauguration, and feels like we're going to be holding our breath leading up to those 2 weeks. So that's my spiel. And we appreciate you joining us. We don't always agree with each other, but I think the beauty of being a sports fan is we can disagree, but still admire or be friends with one another. You know, I can dislike your team, but that doesn't mean I dislike you. And I do like what we have in sports, because we do have somebody who does win and somebody who does lose. We have scoreboards. We have a clock. You know, we don't have that in the real world, but we have that in sports, that you can say he won or he lost. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. McLovin, the poll question from the first hour, does it make it to the second hour?
Okay, the first hour was, which coaching vacancy would you want? The choices being all the openings, the Jets, the Lions, the Falcons, the Texans, the Chargers, and the winner is the Chargers by far, 74%, second place Jaguars. So that seems like a runaway. How about who do you like out of the AFC, or which is the most likely upset? Which direction you want to go?
I would think the upset. Because, you know, for the most part, you're going to get people saying Kansas City. You might get some people saying Buffalo, but...
Oh, I was going to narrow it to wild card. Now, a wild card team hasn't won the Super Bowl since 2012, but they changed the format.
Yeah.
Does that bye give a huge edge to those two teams?
I would think so. But when's the last time the number one seed... How often does the number one seed win the Super Bowl?
I bet you Ethan knows that off the top of his head.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does. Adam Schefter just reported that the Falcons completed a virtual interview with the Panthers offensive coordinator Joe Brady for their head coaching job. It may feel like there are more individuals being interviewed for these head coaching positions, and you'd be right. It's because the virtual interview makes it so easy for somebody to just allocate 2 or 3 hours, sit down, and... I don't have to fly to your city. I don't. If my team is in the playoffs, then, and I don't know if they do this after this year, because that's what, if I'm the NFL, I would advocate for that. Therefore, you get more people who want to get a chance to interview. You want to know what the questions are on the test. You may not have the right answers, but those who have been in the process have told me before, you don't know what they're going to ask. And until you know that, you don't know how to prepare. And it does help you to get reps where you go in there and all of a sudden you go, oh, okay, they're going to ask me this. Oh, I have to show them this. And then when you do that, you just want to be buttoned up. And I go back to Mike Tomlin, because Mike Tomlin was not going to get that job with the Steelers, but he came in and blew him away. He was prepared to become a head coach in the NFL. And that's what you want with these assistants, that Eric Bieniemy gets a chance to be prepared to go in there and get a head coaching job, or some of these other assistants, offensive, defensive coordinators around the league. We did find out that the Texans have not interviewed Eric Bieniemy. Now, I don't know if they plan to, but I would at least, I'd be curious, because this is what teams do. Somebody who interviewed for a head coaching job didn't get the job, but told me they want to know what your opinion is of their team. And let's say I bring in Eric Bieniemy, and now he's the offensive coordinator with Kansas City. I want to know what he thinks of the Texans. He may not get the job, but boy, I want him to tell me, hey, you know what? We took advantage of this guy. Or you know what? We always were worried about this with the Texans. We love that young player. You know, we think Tunsil is going to be a franchise left tackle, whatever it might be. Hey, I can help you with your wide receivers. Like, that's what you want. You're interviewing them to give them a chance to be your head coach, but you want to get that information that they have because they've prepared to face you in the, and these players and that quarterback. And that, I think, is really, really valuable for these teams. And that's why when we talk about Jacksonville, and we go Jacksonville, but you're going to get cap space, draft picks, Trevor Lawrence. Okay. I also have an owner who has said publicly the last week or so, he still wants to be in control of the roster. That to me is a red flag because he can be in charge of the roster move with the number one overall pick if he wants to. If he wants to hold up the Trevor Lawrence jersey, then great. And then after that, Shad Khan, get on your yacht and get out of here. There are certain red flags for these coaches. And sometimes we'll go, gosh, I wonder why he didn't take that job. Do you want a job or do you want to go into a job that you know that I could I at least have an infrastructure here? Like the Jets job. I like the GM. I don't like the owner. You know, if I look at the Washington football team, I don't know if I can have Daniel Snyder stay out of the picture. He's the one that said, we got to draft Dwayne Haskins. Haslam with the Browns. I don't want him involved. Run your business. Let somebody else run this business. Can't you go buy a jet or something or, you know, get another yacht? That's why Jerry Jones has been great for the Cowboys, but he's been terrible for the Cowboys. Because he can do wonderful things. He can make money, build a stadium. He can do all these great things. But then he could also do things where you go, wait, what did he do? I mean, the fact that Jerry Jones had to be talked out of drafting Johnny Manziel. And they weren't getting Dak Prescott. They wanted to take Connor Cook out of Michigan State. And then the Raiders took him, and then they go, all right, we'll take Dak Prescott. He spends money, but I don't think he spends it wisely on his talent. I said I would never want to re-sign Zeke Elliott. And now I see where the Giants are looking at re-signing Saquon Barkley. You can't. Yeah, see.
Jerry Jones is somehow simultaneously great for the Cowboys organization and bad for the Cowboys team.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a funny way of saying Jerry Jones is great for himself, since he's the organization, but he's made himself a lot of money.
Well, he's great for the league. He is great at making money, but then he stayed with Jason Garrett way too long. He has gotten involved in draft picks. He's got involved in signing some of these free agents, giving – remember that defense was going to be great? Remember he got all those guys? Oh, man, that defense is going to be awesome. And through it all, they lost their quarterback. Washington is dealing – their quarterback nearly lost his life, and they somehow made the playoffs. So, you know, this whole Dallas, oh, they didn't have Dak Prescott. Okay, still should have made the playoffs. You're the Cowboys. Yes, McLovin.
How bad is the NFC East?
Oh, my God.
But I feel so good as an Eagles fan today. Because the Giants, oh, man. The fact that Joe Judge was talking about other teams after their 6-10 season made me realize this. He's not Belichick. He's
well, no, but that's
that was a loser move.
But that's who Joe Judge is.
Talking about another team, that's not cool. That's not what great coaches ever do.
I know, but he has other things to worry about than that. He said that during a press conference.
And then if you know,
like, I don't even know if he knows he has a starting quarterback.
They committed to him yesterday. You know, they're in, they say. I thought you kind of liked Daniel Jones.
I think he has a lot of talent, but there's a lot of guys that, I mean, I've been around this game so long, I see this. But how am I going to help him? He fumbles the ball. Like, take care of the ball. And like all these things, like, how do I help him? I don't know. Is Saquon Barkley going to make him better? Like, I don't know. Those don't seem like great decisions there. But just because Joe Judge called out the Eagles, all right, whatever. He was doing that, I think, for his locker room and his fan base.
Could you hear Bill Belichick ever saying, this other team let me down?
No.
That would never happen in a century.
No. Yeah, Paul.
You know, Saquon Barkley, very good when he's on the field, but he's not on the field enough. He's got 2,300 yards rushing in his career so far. From that draft, Nick Chubb has 3,600 yards. Second-round draft pick. They never had to pay him. Lamar Jackson has more rushing yards than Saquon Barkley. It's just, you can't sign him. You can't give him the full Zeke Elliott, Todd Gurley money.
No.
Can't do it. Even if he's good, you can't do it.
Yeah, McLovin.
Derrick Henry is the only exception. That was an okay deal, right?
But, you know, the thing is they didn't use him, and then they did use him.
Yeah.
And now, hopefully, you get a good 3 years, four more years out of him. But I didn't think that that would be the guy that you would go, hey, it's going to work out, because he's a power running back. And those guys don't last. You know, you can't run that way for an entire career. I mean, I watched Earl Campbell, and Earl Campbell had a window of about 5 years. And then after that, there's only so many hits the body can take. But what we've seen with Derrick Henry is really amazing, because you don't expect that. I wouldn't have paid Christian McCaffrey. I would have paid Kamara. What? But I'm not paying him up front, you know. So I get Kamara in what, the third round. I had to pay Saquon up front. I had to pay Christian McCaffrey up front. Leonard Fournette, Derrick Henry, I didn't have to pay him up front. I can find a running back. But do I want a running back for a second contract? Very, very, very rare. Yeah, McLovin.
Dalvin Cook, what about him? I mean, he sort of took off after they paid him.
Yeah. I think he has the potential to be great. I just don't know about that team.
Also, he's another guy.
And he was a second-round draft pick.
Can he stay healthy? But
yeah.
I think he, without him, they really need him, it seems.
There's a new mayor coming to NBC, and that's Thursday. It's Ted Danson, along with Holly Hunter, Bobby Moynihan, star, and Mr. Mayor. Premieres January 7th on NBC. Nick in South Carolina. Good morning, Nick. What's on your mind today?
Hey, bud. Thanks for keeping it light today as we all relapse into 2020.
Yeah.
I wanted to say I spent yesterday vibing to Black Pumas on your suggestion to try to help ease things, and they're great. They reminded me of a band. The last show I saw before COVID, Duran Jones and the Indications. Give them a check out. I think you'll really like them if you dug Black Pumas.
All right. Well, thank you, Nick. Yeah, I stumbled upon this band, the Black Pumas. I was watching this CBS Saturday morning show, and they had him on, and I enjoyed him. So, you know, people have reacted to the Black Pumas, and it's an interesting sound. You get a chance, you want to listen to it?
Oh, this is them covering Tracy Chapman, Fast Car.
Oh.
Which is really good. This actually sort of, not put them on the map, but they did this on like the Today Show or something like that, and people kind of went nuts over it. And then they started picking up. This is their big single, Colors.
Yeah, it's a good vibe. I was listening to it coming in today. Dennis in California, then we'll take a break. By the way, I think it was it's the year anniversary of Neil Peart from Rush passing away. Yeah, Paulie?
Yeah, the Rolling Stone has a big article on Neil that just came out. I'm going to go home, put the lights down, cry like a baby, and put a Snuggie on and read it.
Hey, Dennis.
Good morning, Dan. Happy New Year to you and the Danettes. I've got a playoff idea that would work for the NFL, hockey, baseball, NBA. And it comes out because a lot of the injuries and the stuff like the COVID going on with the Browns. And instead of having the seeds and the playoff games aligned by the schedules, that puts a lot of weight on early wins and not late season condition. So my proposal is that the top seed gets to pick who they want to play. Like the Saints, instead of playing the Bears, they could say, well, I'd rather play the Rams with no Goff, or even Washington. So they pick them, and then Seattle gets to pick who's left for them to play, right? So then they may say, okay, well, if you're going to take the Rams, I'll take Washington. and then Tampa Bay plays the Bears. And the same thing would happen in the AFC. And then the next round, when it comes through, Green Bay can take a look and say, okay, which of these teams do we want to play that we feel we'd have the best advantage against? It gives them a little bit more of advantage being a higher seed. It also creates a lot of conversation as to, hold it. The Saints were supposed to play the Bears, and they want to play the Rams instead. And it's like you're like calling out the other team.
Yeah, we've used that before, I think. Thanks for the phone call. In another sport. I'm trying to think. Did baseball do that this year? Or at least I remember somebody broaching this topic of, wouldn't it be great if you said, hey, I want to play. That's the team I want to play. Am I totally making this up, or was there something that was formulated or that we saw where you got to pick the team that you were going to face? I thought it was baseball for some reason in the early going. This has been a long 10, 11 months.
Now it's 13.
I know. I thought we had that. But I do like the element of, hey, the Chiefs get to decide who they want to face in the second round. Now, I'm sure there's, some kind of legal hurdles here, scheduling hurdles, but, I do like it. And also, if you're going to say, hey, a team that doesn't have a 500 record can't host a playoff game, okay, let's continue that conversation. Because when we've done it before, then all of a sudden we forget. And then, oh, that's right. Seattle didn't have a 500 record, and then they hosted a playoff game. Like, if we truly feel this way, then let's continue it. And I'm saying this to all the NFL analysts out there and the insiders. If this is something that it's that important, then let's continue with that process of you can't host a playoff game if you win your division with a sub-500 record. Okay? But don't do it during the course of the season. How about in the off season we do it? Yeah, Paulie.
Dan, as someone who's been picked last many times in sporting events, I'm an expert on this topic. You're right. February 10th, an article came out that one of the tweaks in the offseason the MLB was considering is that the highest seed gets to pick their next opponent after the first round of the playoffs.
Huh.
Did not happen, never came to a vote, but it was something in play. Good job.
I would be all for it. I mean, I'm good. I have no problem with that. All right, let's take a break here. Because you could do it live. It's like when the remember when the NBA had the All-Star selection where you were picking your teams? Well, this happens on the playground. Somebody is going to be last. But I love that, they're like, oh, we don't want to embarrass anybody. Let me be embarrassed by being an All-Star. Like, if the worst thing is I was the last All-Star picked, I'd rather be that than the first guy who wasn't picked for the All-Star game. Yes, Todd.
But you have to have the teams or the top players from the teams live to react to that and get some trash talking going where that then would defeat the whole purpose as opposed to a GM or a manager announcing the team that they've
decided
to play.
Well, no, but the NBA did it with star players.
But like, but as far as a playoff, just like with the Chase Young thing.
Oh, yeah,
just
I want it
something
all
you
live.
Overheard, you're immediately reacting to, oh, you picked us, all right, bring it on, and they start going at it with each other live.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I want to have the college football selection committee. I want to see what goes on in there. I would love to have the Hall of Fame votes. Like, if you want to have a true we never have great reality for true reality shows, when you think about it. That would be a great reality show, the Hall of Fame vote. And you would just hear what is said back and forth, the passion that goes into that. Or if you were going to have teams that are picking their opponents. That's what I love. That's reality. That's real. Not the Kardashians. We'll take a break. 23 after the hour. More phone calls coming up here on the Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. You're talking about the running style of Derrick Henry. How long can you continue that style? First four seasons in the NFL, Earl Campbell rushed for almost 6,500 yards. In NFL history, only Eric Dickerson, who had close to 7,000 yards, rushed for more yards in his first four seasons. Eric had a different running style. Eric Dickerson had a more upright running style, and he ran as if he was running track, whereas Earl Campbell was running at you and through you. And, you know, Earl took a real beating there. He handed it out, but after a while, you know, he wasn't able to be that punishing runner that he was during those first four seasons. But, man, he was a force. Those Love You Blue, the Houston Oilers teams, Bum Phillips, they're a lot of fun to watch there. Yeah, Paul.
Derrick Henry does not have a ton of mileage on him. His first 3 years in the NFL, he averaged fewer than 200 carries a season. Like, for the past 7-8 years, Christian McCaffrey has a lot more mileage. You know, going back to the Stanford days, yeah, when he carried the ball. Derrick Henry ran for 303 carries last year, but this year he ran for 378. And you get in that 378 number is when things can go squirrely. Next couple of years.
The 2012 Ravens are the last team to play on Wild Card Weekend and go on to the Super Bowl. They were the division winner, but they didn't have a bye. And they won that Super Bowl versus San Francisco. The last wild card team to win the Super Bowl was the Packers. That was 2010. Last number one seed to reach the Super Bowl, the Niners last year, number one seed. The last number one seed to win the Super Bowl, the 2017 Eagles, if you're looking at the numbers here. But having that week off for Kansas City and Green Bay, you know, the reason why wild card teams are so dangerous, it's because they've been playing playoff games during the last couple of weeks of the regular season, just to get in. That's why Chicago, to me, is dangerous. And I don't know why. And they're a big underdog here. But it's just Chicago is kind of finding themselves at the right time, whereas I don't know who the Saints are. I don't know what I'm going to get out of Drew Brees. I don't know what I get out of Alvin Kamara. I don't know what I get out of Taysom Hill. I know I have a very good defense. But you're just not quite sure. Even Tampa. You know, it felt like Washington. I might know more about Washington. They don't have enough offense, I don't think, to win this game. But Washington can be good. They can't be great. Tampa can be great. But Tampa going into this game, they should win this game. But it's just sometimes you have these weird moments. Like the Rams in Seattle. I expect Jared Goff to play. They're 3.5-point underdogs. It feels like it's 13-9 going into the fourth quarter. I don't know who's up 13-9, but it'll be 13. It's always a crooked number when Seattle's playing. You know, like 15-8 or something, and you're going, how do they get these numbers? You know when you have those squares for the Super Bowl, and you go, I'll never get this number. If Seattle was playing, then I would feel confident that I could probably land on one of those strange numbers. Hey, if it's, you know, 11 or, you know, 5, you'll get a 5. Yeah. Hey, your number is 5. That's probably not very good, is it? Well, and 2. Yeah, probably not too good there. Larry in Pennsylvania. Hi, Larry. What's on your mind today?
Morning, Dan. First time, long time. Hey, my comment is that I'm not too sure that if I'm interviewing for a GM spot, that I'm going to tell that team everything that's wrong with them, and I'm not going to give them all that information up front for free and then have them turn around and hire somebody else. So I'm going to hold a lot of that back, I think.
Yeah, but if I'm interviewing you, I want you to tell me how you're going to make my team better. And then what are you going to do? You're going to say, no, I don't want to tell you unless you give me the job. Like, I want to know if you know my team. And if you don't know my team, then why aren't I hiring you? Yeah, Paul.
I'm really curious now with these assistant coaches interviewing via Zoom for head coaching jobs. Do they give thought to what's in the background when they're doing the interview? Like, would you be in a dark room with film and tape playing in the background and like a whiteboard and like you're like, I got to take 2 minutes to do this interview? Or do you have, like, at home with pictures of your kids and like, a golf trip with your family? Like, would you consider what's in the background of your Zoom interview if you're one of these assistant coaches?
Would I stage the process?
Or pick a certain room that says something about you?
Yeah, but I don't know if you want to say, hey, there's my golf trip.
Right.
Or there's my kids. Like, if I'm a GM or an owner.
They don't want you to focus on family.
No, like, I don't care about your family. You're going to be here 18 hours a day. Yeah, see.
But if you have a boring background, aren't you then a boring person?
Or you could be a genius. You know, like, Mark Cuban didn't have furniture for I don't know how many years in his house.
Too busy being a genius to go to Raymore and Flanagan.
Because he couldn't figure that out.
Yeah.
Couldn't figure out how to get a chair in
furniture
his house.
In there. Yeah, it could.
I just can't. I'm too busy with other things.
Yes, Todd.
But at the very, very least, it's got to be clean and neat and tidy and everything kind of in its place, because I would think that you would want someone that's very organized and cares about, you know, how everything is in its spot where it's supposed to be.
I had a friend who wouldn't date a woman who had a messy car. Like, he couldn't be serious with somebody who had a messy car. And I went, well, how messy is a messy car? And he said, you know, if there was, like, you know, a McDonald's wrapper or Starbucks cup or whatever those things.
But isn't it a sliding scale?
Sounds like a smart fella.
But isn't it like a sliding scale of hotness to messy car?
Hmm.
Like, you got a couple Arby's wrappers, but she's a 9. Let's go. We could clean out the car.
And it's not like, you know what, I'm sorry, the car's just so messy because I'm so busy cleaning my house all the time that I need to keep the house cleaner. You know, like my apartment is like spotless, but my car, I just can't keep clean.
Like it's Charlize Theron could have a waste management going on in the backseat of her car, and I could ignore it.
At a certain point, though, you'd be like, can't you just throw out the Starbucks cups? At a certain point, even Charlize, it's like, babe, just throw that stuff away. Can't you just do that?
Yeah.
Can't you just throw that away?
Every time my wife gets in my car, she goes, I should clean up the car.
You're a messy car guy?
No, but she tends to look at it that it's, I know where everything is and it's strategically placed, but she'll go, I should take the car. And
those are the words of a messy car guy. I know where everything is. It's strategically placed. I know where it is, though. You don't need to, okay? It's my car.
She goes, do you need two dog leashes? I said, yeah. Why? Well, just if I lose one, or let's say we're walking the dog and then somebody doesn't have a leash and then I'm able to give it to her.
That's bad.
It is. It's really bad. Yes, McClubbin.
I shouldn't say this, which means I should. For the one night stand, you definitely want the messy car. There is no doubt. If we put that ball,
oh yeah, Marlboro Red
well
boxes.
Said.
Oh yeah,
you know Red Bull.
That Starbucks. That's fine.
Caution to the wind.
Right, like a cast that was just on her.
Yeah, just chopped off.
You know the guys off. In the back row. McLovin's car looks like he sometimes looks like he lives in it, but then he cleans it out once a month at spotless. Fritzy's car looks like no one's ever been in it ever. It's complete, like his desk. You could open up Frizzy's car and you would not know someone owns it or uses it.
And it needs a thorough washing.
Todd has never washed his car. But the inside is spotless, right?
Very, it's pretty spotless. But yeah. Very, there's some Chinese food stains, some like, you know, little soy sauce or something that I just can't seem to scrape off.
But you haven't washed it in 4 years.
No, when I first got it, like most things, it's all new and the slightest scratch upsets you. And then once you get the little paint chip or the slightest thing goes wrong, you're like, I'm not going to bother worrying about washing this thing.
Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
What up, though? One time for Chat Row. Actually, Chat Row wants to come up with an I Love DP shirt, kind of like an I Love New York shirt. So that's something that, you know, you might want to think about. But the one thing I want to say, Dan, is thank you so much. After yesterday's events, today is a safe place and a safe space where we can hear common sense on your show. And, I mean, you bring it every time, my brother. I thank you for starting off the show that way. With that being said, your show open, I got a problem with it. Man, the Lions, people do care about, well, I guess, really not. People don't care about the Lions. You're absolutely right. I got a question for you, though, Dan. If Mitchell Trubisky pulls off the impossible, beats the Saints, after the game, or, you know, a little bit afterwards, do you sit down with him and maybe offer him 3-year contract, $50 million guaranteed, tell him, come on and get this money? Because at the beginning or towards the middle of the year, he was kind of falling out of grace with people and didn't know if he would actually still be talking about waiving his guy.
Well,
so I'm thinking
he may want more money than what you're offering. Hey, I just beat the Saints on the road. I took this team to the playoffs. I'm worth, $35 million.
Do you take that chance, though? You?
If I'm Mitchell Trubisky? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I roll the dice. If I'm, and thanks for the phone call, Jeff. Thank you. Thanks for the complimentary words. It's like, I don't know, and I don't want to say this is dangerous, but when Adam Schefter goes on a radio show and says, hey, I could see Cam Newton with Washington next year. Now, it feels like it's an opinion, but it comes from Adam Schefter. So I'm assuming when I give you an opinion, it's based off of something 99% of the time. Or if it's not, then I'll just say, look, this isn't based off anything. I didn't talk to anybody about this. But Adam Schefter is a guy who speaks to personnel people every single day. And I'm sure you get around to the conversation of who would be interested in Cam Newton. And when he says he could see maybe being reunited with Ron Rivera in Washington and a 2-year deal between $40 and $50 million. And my initial reaction was, wait, who's going to be paying Cam that kind of money if he's a backup? Like, are they bringing him in as a starter? And then you go, okay, Cam at $25 million or $20 million for 2 years or $20 million each. That actually might be the going rate. I think Mike Glennon and Nick Foles, didn't they get, you know, $16 to $20 million as backup quarterbacks? Although Foles went to be a starter in Jacksonville, it didn't work out. But I think with Cam, I just don't know if Shefty was saying, the place I could see him going is Washington, but I don't know. I haven't talked to Ron Rivera about this. But it feels like when Adam Schefter says, you know, I could see him in Washington 2 years, like he had 2 years and he had the amount of money here. Yeah, see.
Right, because when he says it, you assume that he's hearing things like that from a news source, even if he doesn't say, I've heard from a source. You kind of assume, like, well, yeah, but he's talking to people. And, right, if you think about the way that Adam Schefter has the ability to shape the narrative around a player heading into a free agency period or whatever, who's looking for a contract.
Yeah.
I don't know, that's an awfully powerful position to be in, and it could almost be unfair.
Well, that's why I said it's kind of dangerous because of what he's built up. And unless he, I don't want to say it's his fault, but I think he has to kind of put air quotes around things, you know, because it feels like we're always looking for news and what's the latest. And, you know, you want that information. And now he says, yeah, I could see him in Washington 2 years, $40, $50 million. I don't think that Adam just goes, hey, just off the top of my head, it feels like he would always have something that would back this up. Yeah, see.
But now if you sort of play that out, right?
Yeah.
And the initial reaction to him saying that about Cam Newton was, why? What did he do to deserve that? And meanwhile, Cam Newton hasn't said anything and hasn't done anything publicly. He just played the season. He played for like $1 million or whatever it was. It was really cheap. And the immediate reaction was like, what the hell is he? What did he do to deserve that? Like, get out of here. I'd never pay him that or whatever. Then he's going to go to a place and sign a deal for like 2 years, $10 million. And it's going to be the reaction from the media is going to be like, oh, what happened to Mr. 40 and 50 million? What happened there, Cam? I guess you weren't that good, huh? Thought you were a lot better than what you wanted. And meanwhile, it was Adam Schefter that said it.
Yeah. But understand that Cam was asked after the season, basically, are you willing to be a backup quarterback? That question was asked by the New England media. And then that's why when I saw the, like, why wouldn't Ron Rivera take Cam Newton when he went to Washington? Unless he was told that he can't because the owner wanted Dwayne Haskins there. It's the only thing I can think of because Cam is not going to help the development of Dwayne Haskins because Cam's going to say, hey, I want to start. You got the owner who said, we're drafting this guy. So maybe that was the reason why. And with Haskins out of the picture, maybe Ron Rivera would bring Cam back in. What do you think, McLovin?
Yeah, that makes so much sense. I like what you said about the owner and Haskins. But, you know, I wonder, you know this game too with Sandler. I mean, not Sandler, Schefter. Cam's agent is Buss Cook. You know, agents start manipulating things the day the season ends. So maybe he wants to create a market for Cam.
It's already started.
Yeah.
It has. It's already started. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, because if you're an agent, you put out, well, my agent and my client might be going to blank's place for $22 million, and you get him 15, you still got him 15. Remember, Cam made basically nothing this year.
Yeah.
Basically nothing.
Take a break. Back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike, and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. I just saw this on Pro Football Talk. The following tweet. Growing buzz in league circles that Deshaun Watson could ask to be traded, and his new contract doesn't make that as difficult as you think. So that is from Pro Football Talk. Okay. Now, that's not a report. But see, this is where you read this, just like I'm talking about Adam Schefter.
We want it to be news.
Yes, it would help my day if it, we had some football news here. But Deshaun Watson, although, and maybe he just doesn't like the front office here. And if you're bringing in the Patriots GM to be your new GM, and then who's the coach? You didn't interview Eric Bieniemy. Deshaun Watson may go, you know what? I don't want him to bring in Josh McDaniels here. Like, I don't know what kind of say Deshaun Watson has. If I'm Deshaun Watson, I would, and if I had the opportunity, I'd want to get out of town. Yeah, Paul.
Deshaun Watson posts a lot of stuff that's it's kind of confusing on Twitter, where he'll just say, like, yesterday he said, someone told me that when they paint you a picture, don't let them paint you another picture. I have no idea what he's talking about, but I could use that as I could shoehorn that in that he wants out of Houston. You give me enough time.
Yeah. Deshaun Watson may want out. Yeah, McLovin.
I mean, are they going to hire Josh McDaniels? Why does that feel like the wrong hire? Even though Josh McDaniels could be a great coach, I mean,
I don't.
Feels like we've tried that before.
Yeah, how about you fall in love with another organization?
But if you want to fall in love with an organization, the Patriots have been the dynasty. It's better than falling in love with, like, the Bengals.
I know, but the track record of hiring their coaches to be your head coaches hasn't gone well, right?
We were talking about which is the best tree on the side of the glass yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I was saying, I remember Tony Dungy had a lot of success with guys coming out for his staff.
Yeah.
But Belichick really hasn't had consistent success. Some guys are okay.
Didn't the Niners at one point? Didn't they have a pretty incredible? They had Mariucci, Holmgren, Seifert under Bill Walsh.
Right. And then Holmgren spawned everybody. Andy Reid, John Gruden, Ray Rhodes. He had like eight head coaches.
Yeah.
Mariucci.
Yeah.
Seton was looking at a ranking of coaching trees yesterday. They all come down to, I think, what was it, Parcells on one or Bill Walsh?
Say Holmgren is in there.
Yeah.
He's got a pretty solid tree.
Yeah.
Now it's the Andy Reid tree because of Doug Peterson won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So Bieniemy.
And Eric Bieniemy. Yeah. Yeah, the fact that people are always surprised when I say that Eric Bieniemy is older than Mike Tomlin. And, you know, you go, oh my, because you think Eric Bieniemy, like, oh, this hot young offensive coordinator, and you realize, no, he's older than Mike Tomlin is. And Tomlin's been coaching for a decade. Bieniemy just hasn't had that chance, but feels like with all these openings, he'll get one. Yeah, McLevin.
Joe Brady is 31, by the way, the Panthers assistant.
Yeah.
That's pretty young.
And he's only been in the NFL. Well, he went back to the NFL after LSU, and then he just interviewed for the Falcons head coaching job. If you missed Dan Orlovsky with his thoughts on Jared Goff, if he'll play this weekend, we'll have that for you. And also, Dan Orlovsky may be moving off of Trevor Lawrence as his favorite quarterback going into the draft. He'll tell you who he really likes. 2 hours in the books, one more to go. Your phone calls are always welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Back with the final hour on this Thursday after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.